what is East San Marco? And this is right on the corner of Atlantic and Hendricks.
It's four stories tall, 239 apartments. But the big thing is there's going to be a Publix there. It's going to be a little bigger than that Riverside Publix and some other small shops. Also, it's going to have a six-story parking garage. And architecturally, it's really kind of significant in that the building is being constructed right up against the street rather than the suburban type of development where you put parking right up on the street and the building is actually back. You get what developers look at as like the holy grail of new development. That's called walkability.
Oh, yeah.
The idea that residents can walk out of their house, go a couple blocks, get their groceries, come back. They don't have to jump into the car.
Right. So what took so long?
The first word on this came out in 2002 that Publix was thinking about locating in San Marco, but the plans didn't formulate until about 2006. What stopped it is what stopped a lot of things in Jacksonville and around the country. The recession hit in 2008. Everything just went on hold for a number of years. Really, the financing of the project has been the issue over the years. Investors just not willing to commit till very recently.
So with the permits being approved, is this a sure thing?
Oh, it's a sure thing. It's going to happen. They're going to start building in April. It's part of a well-developed pattern for San Marco. They're really on a roll lately. You've got Baptist Hospital on the South Bank has been steadily expanding over the years. Peter Rummel's $500 million district project, that's going to be starting. Closer to historic San Marco, you got a battle of new restaurants heating up. Tom Gray, the owner of Moxie, is planning to open his town hall restaurant. Plus, there's a slew of smaller retail shops and restaurants that have opened on Hendricks Avenue. And they're building a new exit off of 95 into San Marco for easier access.
As a homeowner in San Marco, I have to ask, is all of this development making home values rise in the area?
It will, yes. In real estate, there's nothing that breeds success like success. This is the type of activity that developers, they just love to see it. It means the neighborhood is gaining cachet. It's becoming a destination for people across the city. You know, it's the same type of phenomenon we see in Riverside, Avondale, Atlantic and Neptune Beach, starting to see it in Murray Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Except, you know, the San Marcos situation is potentially bigger than any of those.
That's WJCT business analyst John Burr. I'm news director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.